One year ago, the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank off the coast of Louisiana. 11 men died on the rig, and millions of gallons of oil spewed into the Gulf of Mexico. Today, the economy along the Gulf Coast continues to suffer. BP set up an account known as the Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Fund to cover up to $20 billion in claims. About $4 billion has been paid out thus far. Kenneth Feinberg, the administrator of the fund, joins us in a moment. If you filed a claim, call and tell us your story. How'd it go? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Kenneth Feinberg joins us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for coming in.
Glad to be here.
And you've chaired the Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Fund for about 10 months now. Some say $3.8 billion is a little too little and a little too slow.
Well, I can't speak for what others say. I can say that in 9 months, we've distributed just about $4 billion. 300,000 claims have been honored. I've received 857,000 claims from 50 states. Every state in the union, we've had claims filed, some very creative. We have denied claims. We have asked for more documentation for claims. We have in the queue, we have processed 78% of all the claims. So those who are critical, and there is some reason for criticism, are the remaining 78,000, and they're getting filed by the hundreds every day.
So more are still coming
in. Human nature being what it is, you announce that there's $20 billion, and I assure you, based on experience, there will be filings going forward.
Now, processed does not mean settled.
That's right. Processed means settled and paid, offers made, claims deemed deficient, we need more proof, or out and out denied.
And when claims are deemed insufficient for lack of proof, some of these, as I understand it, people just don't have documentation.
Well, we don't need tax returns. There's nothing illegal about a cash business. What I do need is some proof that will justify paying a claim. I mean, otherwise, if I'm just paying based on a handshake, the $20 billion will be gone tomorrow.
And that would be difficult to justify to everybody else who's got a claim, too.
That's right.
When you talk about outright denials, is there some court of appeal that people can go to say, wait a minute, this has not been fair?
Absolutely. Under existing federal law, which guides me, any claimant who is dissatisfied with my decision has the right under the law to go to the United States Coast Guard Liability Trust Fund and have the Coast Guard make an independent judgment on what I've done. The Coast Guard has received 600 of these requests from claimants and in every single case has agreed with the GCCF, with the Gulf Coast Claims Facility.
And then there are, as you say, some creative ideas about how this money ought to be dispersed. I gather there was one claim for $20 billion.
There was one claim for all $20 billion. There was another claim for $10 billion. There was a claim from a restaurant in Las Vegas, which isn't, as far as I know, on the coast, saying that we can't serve shrimp scampi because we can't get shrimp from the Gulf. We've lost 10% of our clientele. Pay me. We've received claims from dentists, veterinarians, chiropractors. I don't want to be too jocular about this. Most of the claims are from people in the Gulf who absolutely in good faith believe they're entitled to be paid for the wrong that they've suffered.
And these terrible wrongs were suffered, and some fishing areas still closed.
That's right. I don't deny that. I don't want to poo-poo this. I think this is an emotional situation. Most of the claimants, even those that don't have documentation, believe they're entitled to get paid. And how we deal with these folks is the heart of the matter. Some of this criticism is absolutely justified.
In which sense?
A couple of reasons. For too long, the Gulf Coast Claims Facility wasn't sufficient transparent. We didn't have local people in 35 claims offices in the Gulf, so people couldn't walk in and talk with somebody about this. In some cases, we have provided inconsistent treatment of similar claimants. Not often, but in some. And we've taken steps to try and correct these problems.
And you now have 35 offices. Obviously, there's a large number of people who work for you.
Oh, that's so there's about 3,500 people that are employed. We inherited 2,500 people when BP gave up the claims process and turned it over to us last August.
And we want to get callers on the line with you, but there are one more thing to clarify. There are two categories of claims. One was the emergency claims that were done early on, and those are different from the settlements that we're talking about now.
That's correct. From August to November, we paid 168,000 people $2.6 billion in emergency payments to get them over the hump. Since November 23rd, we've paid about $1.3 billion to 300,000 claims, which have been presented to the GC, to the Gulf Coast Claims Facility.
And the second category is the one where if you accept this payment, you are waiving your right for a lawsuit later.
You have two choices, three choices. One, accept a final payment for now and forevermore. Not only can't you sue, you can't come back to the claims facility later on for more money. That option has been chosen by about 17,000 people. Option two, I don't know about the future of the Gulf. It's unclear to me when the Gulf will return to normal. I'm risk averse. You can take a quarterly payment, document your damage for the previous quarter, and keep coming back with no waiver of your right to sue. You can keep coming back to the facility until you've got a comfort level that the Gulf is safe. Third option, the most prominent option, about 7,500 people have taken that interim payment. And the third option, no more documentation. You got an emergency payment. You don't need to come in with any more. Just check off a box. If you're an individual, we'll give you $5,000. If you're a business, we'll give you $25,000, release your right to sue, you can't come back, a quick payment within 2 weeks. That's been chosen by about 112,000 people.
And the fourth option, of course, is to go hire a lawyer and take your case to court.
That is always an option. If you don't like what the facility is offering you, you have every right to litigate in court.
Let's see if we get some callers involved. Our guest, Ken Feinberg, administrator of the BP Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Compensation Fund, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. If you filed for a claim, how'd it go? Patrick's on the line. Patrick with us from Destin in Florida.
Yeah, I had a question. It seems like what I'm experiencing personally and what I seem to have my friends experiencing as well, and we're photographers down in Destin on the beach, and our business was wiped out last year, and when we filed, initially, very, very, very happy, very friendly, very responsive with what we got. The emergency claims process went great. Now that we've moved into the final payment process, we filed, gave sufficient documentation, 300 pages of documentation, then got a final payment offer that was for 4 out of the 8 months. When we called to find out why they didn't use all 8 months, they said we hadn't submitted documentation for the other four. I then were able to show them that I'd submitted it on February 14th. They said, whoops, we found it. Now we'll re-review it. That'll take another 30 to 90 days. It just seems like there's a lot of delay tactics. I don't know if it's, you know, the traditional insurance route of deny to delay, but it seems as though there's a track record of delaying with the claims process.
Well, I don't. There may be a delay with your claim. I can't vouch for any particular claim. I'll say this: to the extent that you provided documentation and it's been found, and now there's delay, I don't justify that. I think you should have been entitled to a quicker turnaround time. There is absolutely no attempt to deliberately delay claims. We've processed 78% of the claims. So I'm sympathetic to your Have you gone into a local claims office and met with an individual from that local office to discuss this?
I have. They're very, very kind. They say it's been handed over now to a different department, a department that works with accountants directly, and that because I had sent the documentation in February and that they didn't use it at the time, that it restarted a brand new process, and that it takes a minimum of 30 to 90 days again. They said there was no way to move it into a quicker process despite the fact that they had lost the documents to begin with.
Again, I can't speak to the individual claims, but I can understand your frustration. And if you'll email me or whatever through the station here, I'll try and take a look at it myself.
Just send it to us at npr.org, and we'll forward it to Ken Feinberg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Patrick, good luck. Let's go next to this is Robert. Robert with us from Birmingham.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling. I actually own a property in Destin, Florida, and I didn't receive any of the emergency funds that were paid out. And I have submitted my claim, and I've actually visited the Gulf Coast Claim Facility on three different occasions. And I was told during the course of my final visit, when I submitted the information, they said that my documents were as complete as anybody that they've almost received. I had three-year tax returns, provided all the documentation showing the revenue, showing the losses that was sustained. I know there's people in the condominium where I own that have received payments, and there seems to be a lot of inconsistency. And now I've had to get my senators involved, Shelby and Sessions, in this process because I've continued to have to make mortgage payments, but yet no payout at this point.
What's the nature of the claim?
The nature of the claim is lost rental income.
We have paid, as you know, thousands of those claims. Now, if your claim hasn't been honored, again, if there's a reason why your claim hasn't been honored, I don't know the facts of the individual case, but again, if you'll email us, I'll take a look. We've paid thousands of claims. As you've said, your neighbors have been paid, and if it's inconsistent treatment, I'll look into it and see why.
Well, you know, like I said, the information I submitted was complete. I provided the tax returns. All the documentation is there. Based on my visit, they supported the fact that all the information that should be.
Well, is it just
we need to process this.
Robert, is it just a delay, or did they say, no, you're not going to get anything?
Well, every time I call, they say it's in review.
Delay.
And so there's
delay.
A 90-day right. period when I was originally submitted the information they say it was going to be.
All right.
That's running up on 10 days.
All right. I hear your problem. If you will email us, again, TOTN@npr.org, we'll make sure Mr. Feinberg gets it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the call. We're talking with Ken Feinberg, administrator of the BP Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Compensation Fund. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And you must get these all the time.
All the time. And we have, as I say, you're absolutely right, process doesn't mean paid. But these two claims, it sounds as if they're in the ether, and I have to check and see what the story is on those two claims.
Let's go next to Barbara, and Barbara with us from St. Louis.
Hi. Neil, if you had properties or you had to deal with a GCCF, you would have a different take on this. This is beyond frustrating. And, yes, a lot of people have been paid. However, there are lots and lots of frustrated people out there who call and get the runaround time and time again, and I am one of them. I finally drove down and met with somebody at the GCCF, but I can tell you it is beyond frustrating to go online, send emails, get sent to the escalations team. Okay, the escalations team is looking at it. Well, it takes time. Like Patrick said, who was the first caller? Every time you do something, it's going to take another 30 to 90 days for review, and then nothing happens, or then the laws or the rules change. It's beyond frustrating, absolutely beyond frustrating, and I tried calling senators down in Florida. I tried calling my senators here, and there's not a whole lot that any of them can do. They say, we'll call who we know and see what we can do. It is absolutely frustrating, and I wish.
Have the rules changed, Ken Feinberg?
Rules are the same.
Have changed from the beginning. Initially, you didn't have to send in. Now all they want to do is look at your tax return and see what you made and compare it to what you made last year.
Let me ask you, what's the nature of your claim from St. Louis, Missouri?
I have two properties in Florida that I rent.
I see. And you haven't been paid on either of those properties?
I was paid initially in the very beginning, and I ended up doing a final settlement because just to be done with dealing with it. And spring break, we drove down so that I could go to one of the offices because you get nowhere. And there are plenty of people around the country that own property down there, rental property, that the only way to deal with it if you don't drive down or fly down is over the phone and over the internet. And so you make it seem like you've done so much and everything's going along swimmingly. There are many, many people out there who are very, very frustrated.
Let me just say,
I'm not going to take up more time.
No. Let me just say, I agree with you that I don't want to convey the notion that it is very, very swimmingly and everything goes perfectly well. I acknowledge a sharp degree of frustration on the part of many, many people. And I'm trying to deal with that problem, including yours.
Well,
and
I understand.
I understand. I hear a lot of this criticism. You're not the first person who's criticized it.
Barbara, thanks very much. Good luck. Let's see if we get one more caller in. And Frankie calling from Pensacola. We just have about a minute left, Frankie.
Hi, I'm a lifeguard from Pensacola, Florida. I've been in service for 5 years now. And last year, when I was trying to be rehired, I was unable to because of the oil spill. And when I put a claim out, they outright denied me, saying that loss of revenue not due to oil spill.
Again, I mean, were you a lifeguard before the oil spill?
Yes, for 3 years before that.
And you offered evidence, or you offered something that showed that you lost your job because of the spill, as opposed to being laid off for any other reason?
Well, it's a seasonal job, and I was guaranteed a position to come back, and my rehiring was delayed due to the oil spill.
Well, did you appeal to the Coast Guard?
Yes.
And did they deny it?
Yes.
Again, I don't know the facts. If you'll send me through the station.
Sure. Again, the email address is totn@npr.org, and we'll forward it to Mr. Feinberg. And Frankie, we wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and I'm afraid we're out of time. If anybody else wants to email us on that account, we'll forward those as well. And I'm sure they're going to be the first ones you get.
You may rue the day that you suggested anybody forward you emails, but that'll be fine.
So again, the address is talk@npr.org. We'll forward the emails to Ken Feinberg, who's the chief administrator of the BP Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Compensation Fund. Tomorrow, Pulitzer Prize-winning historian John Dower joins us. His book, Cultures of War, connects Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, September the 11th, and the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.